The mood at the Capitol from both parties is that the federal government is inching closer to a partial government shutdown. But unlike in years past, this shutdown would only hit about 25% of federal agencies, which has some Republicans now urging President Trump to not back down from his border wall funding demands. But Northern Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly says that thinking is short-sighted. He says even the potential for a shutdown makes negotiations over some federal contracts and grants in his district slow down or even halt, let alone the impact on federal employees and contractors themselves.
Not only the direct economic impact, it really is the anxiety and the ripple effect on lots of other businesses and ultimately the economic climate itself.
While many in the GOP are fine with the shutdown, outgoing Roanoke area Republican Congressman Bob Goodlatte says both sides need to negotiate a way out of this impasse.
Both sides are accusing the other of not being reasonable, so that's not a good situation. But I think that the pressure always needs to be on resolving these issues.
Lawmakers have another week to negotiate, but for now, there's no deal in sight, which has some federal employee families already curbing their planned holiday spending in case their paychecks aren't sent in the coming weeks. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.